CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani.
Services
have been held in Israel and in France for victims of last week's terrorist attacks in Paris. In Jerusalem, four Jews killed in a grocery store massacre were laid to rest before loved ones on Israeli soil.
He was in love of Israel. He really wanted to live here, and he will.
In a somber ceremony in Paris, President François Hollande placed medals of honor on the flag-draped coffins of three murdered police officers. Live to the foreign desk and CBS News correspondent Vicky Barker. Vicky, what's the latest on the investigation into last week's attacks?
French police say six accomplices may still be at large. Not clear if that includes supermarket gunman Amadou Coulibaly's common-law wife. She was last spotted passing from Turkey into ISIS-held northern Syria. Bulgarian officials say they've arrested a French national with links to one of the Charlie Hebdo gunmen. He was detained trying to cross into Turkey, defying them all. The surviving staff at Charlie Hebdo. Tomorrow's print run will be 3 million copies. Frank?
Indonesian divers have recovered a second black box from AirAsia Flight 8501. This one, the cockpit voice recorder, would have captured flight deck conversations and telltale sounds.
It picks up exchanges between the pilots or different warning signals and things that you would hear in the cockpit. And they'll sync that up with what they're getting from the flight data recorder. And altogether, that should give them a pretty comprehensive picture.
Wall Street Journal reporter Ben Otto, the crash in the Java Sea late last month killed all on board. Here at home, Ohio State 42, Oregon 20. The Buckeyes win college football's first title game.
And it's all over. The Buckeyes now run onto the field. Golden confetti being blown up into the air. And streamers being dropped from the ceiling.
CBS's Steve Futterman at the game in Arlington, Texas, in Columbus. Some rowdy Buckeye fans set trash fires to celebrate. Police used tear gas to control the crowd. No classified material got out, but security expert Mark Rash says the Pentagon has to be troubled by the hacking attack on the U.S. Central Command's Twitter and YouTube sites.
Even if this attack wasn't from ISIS itself or a group associated with ISIS, what they're saying is, we know where you are, we know where you live, we know where your families are. Be afraid.
A federal judge in Sioux Falls has struck down South Dakota's ban on same-sex marriage, but stayed the ruling pending an expected appeal by the state's lawyers. It was 1 o'clock in the morning when a 16-year-old boy wandered into a stream in Puyallup, Washington, and got stuck in thigh-high mud. It was 5 a.m. before a friend got help. An hour later, the boy was free.
We ran a water line down alongside his leg and used that pressure to create a gap between the mud and his foot to free him.
Fire and Rescue Chief Ed Rindvack says the boy was cold, but seemed all right otherwise. S&P futures are up 12.5 points ahead of the opening bell. This is CBS News.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Good communication is key to business, especially when you need to work together with people that aren't in the same office. So what do millions of small business professionals do when it's time to connect with remote clients and colleagues? They use Citrix GoToMeeting, the proven solution for meeting and collaborating online. Now it's your turn to see why. Visit GoToMeeting.com and click the Try It Free for 30 Days button. That's GoToMeeting.com for your free 30-day trial. GoToMeeting. Meeting is believing.
How much is a diamond worth? CBS News correspondent Bill Whitney tells us a diamond named Harold is worth mega millions.
Harold Diamond didn't have much luck playing the lottery.
The most I ever won was $33.
But in November, on a whim, he bought 10 quick pick numbers for the Mega Millions jackpot. The next day, Diamond and his wife Carol discovered they held the only winning ticket for $326 million. They opted for the lump sum, $130 million after taxes. The 80-year-old retired school principal is planning a trip.
For our 25th, the two of us went to Hawaii to celebrate our 25th, and I think I'd like to take her back.
Bill Whitney, CBS News.
On the CBS Health Watch, health officials are reporting 7 new measles cases linked to an outbreak at 2 Disney theme parks in Southern California. That's a total of 26 confirmed cases so far in 4 states, California, Utah, Colorado, and Washington State. Frank Setapani, CBS News.
When your fingers grace your nimble wireless keyboard, do you feel a connection? Do you consider your 8-gig memory laptop your office BFF? If so, you might be gear-centric. Someone who knows that the right office gear helps you do great things. And at Office Depot and Office Max, we have the quality tech gear you need. Right now, all PCs are on sale, like a 15-inch HP laptop for $249.99. Office Depot and Office Max. Gear up for great. Valid in-store only. Offer ends 1/17.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
This morning on WCHL, winter has officially settled in across the Ontario state. Our area is no exception. We could have a problem tonight or early tomorrow morning.
We'll have temperatures right within a few degrees of freezing, and that brings with it a chance of freezing rain.
UNC is requiring all of its students, faculty, and staff to complete training on sexual harassment and sexual violence. And with Kinzu Children's Museum contemplating a move to Carborough, some in Chapel Hill are left wondering, what about the Wallace Deck? What happened to that plan? These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports. All eyes are generally fixed on the basketball hardwoods this time of the year in Chapel Hill, but a litany of other top-notch UNC sports programs are gearing up for their own chances at ACC and national glory. And
Big Ten has restored the balance of power and faith in itself.
And that's this morning at our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
707, 39 degrees in Chapel Hill, 38 degrees in Carborough, also 38 this morning in Hillsborough. Winter has officially settled in. More on that in just a moment. We have a winter weather advisory in effect from 7 o'clock tonight to noon tomorrow. No problems today. Our temperature is expected to stay about where they are right now. It will be windy later on in the day, and we do have a chance of rain or drizzle. But tonight's the critical time because our lows tonight will get down into the upper 20s. That could result in some ice. After seeing some heavy rain early Monday morning, temperatures will fall and lead to the possibilities of some problems. National Weather Service meteorologist Shauna Coakley tells WCHL today we may have some lingering drizzle, but the real problem may develop late tonight into Wednesday morning.
We'll have temperatures right within a few degrees of freezing, and that brings with it a chance of freezing rain. We aren't at this point looking for the kind of major accumulations that might bring down trees or power lines or things like that. But certainly you could get a glazing on surfaces and you might see some difficulty with travel on roadways and walking on sidewalks.
Coakley says that the chance of inclement weather will be rather widespread.
We're kind of looking at the whole area for this, the entirety of central North Carolina. So anywhere in the triangle, certainly you could see some of that icing going on. The temperatures look to be conducive for that type of thing across the area.
Tomorrow morning's commute may be a slippery one if the variables of the forecast develop over the next 24 hours. Again, we have a winter weather advisory in effect starting at 7 o'clock tonight. After that, Coakley says that the temperatures will climb above freezing for the foreseeable future and that the chance of rain will diminish to close out the week, taking any chance of inclement weather along with it. We'll have a complete up-to-date list of closings, if there are any, as they come in on our website, chapelborough.com. Again, today, no problems. It's just rain out there. It's wet after all the rain we've had, but a chance of some ice developing in one form or another starting tonight at about 7 o'clock. UNC is requiring all of its students, faculty, and staff members to complete training on sexual harassment and sexual violence. That's according to an email sent out to students on Monday. Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs Winston Crisp told students in the email that this is the result of a pilot program that started this past summer. Crisp wrote, quoting here, The university carefully considered this feedback, and staff worked diligently with a compliance training vendor to incorporate the suggestions, unquote. In that email, students were told that they would be prompted to take the training in the coming days. And if they failed to complete the training within 45 days of receiving their registration notice, that could result in a hold on their student account. That hold could affect registration status for future classes. This will be an annual course, according to the email. Chris writes that this training is, quoting here, again, among many components of a larger effort at the university to eliminate, prevent, and address the effects of sexual harassment, sexual violence, interpersonal violence, and stalking. WCHL has placed a call to the office of Vice Chancellor Winston Crisp and is awaiting a response. The entire email sent to students can be read on our website, chapelboro.com. The Board of Aldermen is setting up for a very busy 2015 in Carrboro with its first meeting of the new year coming up tonight. WCHL's Blake Hodge has a preview of what you can expect.
Leaders of the town of Carrboro will be gathering for the first time in 2015 tonight with several large agenda items. Mayor Lydia Lavelle says that she is expecting to see new developments concerning the Martin Luther King Jr. Park Master Plan.
I haven't even seen what these are yet, but I do think citizens that are interested in the Martin Luther King Jr. Park will be interested in seeing what kind of proposals are being made to us. A couple of concept designs are going to be coming forward to us after some community gatherings that we had where we received a lot of input. And it's my understanding we'll get a couple of possible concept designs on that park.
The board will also be presented with information regarding the state of the transit system and suggestions to increase sustainability going forward.
Every year it is a huge, huge project to grapple our hands around because it's one of the hallmarks of our community, our transit system, but it is one that continues to increase in cost every year, and figuring out how we're going to stabilize finances involved with that.
Now, the presentation is expected to be very similar to the arrangement brought before the Chapel Hill Town Council at their meeting last week. The transit system is a large budget item, according to Mayor Lavelle, but she says there are several other areas that will be key when building a new budget this year. Says that there are certain town costs that are guaranteed to increase.
We always have rising health care costs. It's always a given that whatever our line item is for our employees in health care, that's always going to go up a little.
Lavelle says that it will be important to see how much revenue the town is able to bring in during tax collection as well.
In general, property taxes have stayed the same or gotten better, and we've had some new commercial with the hotel and different things, so our commercial tax base should look pretty good.
The mayor adds that town leaders typically offer a conservative sales tax estimate, which could lead to additional revenue on top of projections. The Board of Aldermen meeting will be held at the Carrboro Town Hall beginning at 7:30 tonight, and it is open to the public. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Last night in Hillsboro, the Board of Commissioners passed a resolution documenting the town's intention to preserve the historic Colonial Inn. And the commissioners voted to hire the UNC School of Government to provide financial, legal, and technical advice, which would cost Hillsboro $8,500. Here's Christy Raleigh from UNC School of Government's Development Finance Initiative.
We can start to look at the things that y'all have been talking about, how much, like maybe the sort of percentages or proportions of private involvement that could happen, you know, what a typical bank would lend, something like that. Once we know that, you know, we can determine the gap. So that's where public financing comes in. That's where philanthropic financing may need to come in, and we can just sort of start to put all the pieces together.
Francis Henry is owner of that 176-year-old building. He applied twice for permission to demolish it. Hillsboro's Historic District Commission denied him permission both times. Mayor Stevens said the building's restoration is the town's number one priority. Secondary priorities are renovating the building in a way that would contribute to the town and benefit the public. Bob Johnson helped form a nonprofit, the Colonial Inn Preservation Association, focused on preserving the building. Here is Johnson addressing a question on how much money the group has raised.
We have about $37. what we really have is a large and growing group of people who are very interested in making something happen here, and we've been over the past about 3 months now having regular meetings with Francis Henry.
Mayor Stevens listed several strategies to preserve the building, including eminent domain, the right of a government to seize private property for public use with payment to the owner. Jensen said the owner has the same goals as the nonprofit and the town to renovate the inn. With Kidzoo Children's Museum contemplating a move to Carrboro, a lot of people are wondering, whatever happened to that plan to move to the Wallace Deck in downtown Chapel Hill? That story and more coming up in just a moment. Time now for Traffic and Weather Together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by the Chamber of Commerce. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here is Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. Looks pretty good out there, although we do have that winter weather advisory, but it doesn't start until this evening, so just wet roads this morning. Northbound 15501 still problem free from Franklin Street to 40. 40 eastbound just busy spots from 54 out to the airport exits, and the Durham freeway still looks good as well, both directions between 40 and downtown Durham. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL road warrior. Give us a call, 967-8363, or safely tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Well, thanks very much. Sounds like everything is doing okay. I hope we can say the same thing 24 hours from now.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah. We do have a threat and do have a problem. Tell you more about that in just a moment here. And thank you, Nikki.
You're welcome.
The traffic report has been brought to you by the Chamber of Commerce. You can celebrate the successes of our business community at the Chapel Hill Chamber of Commerce annual meeting presented by the Europa Center on Thursday, January 29th. That happens at 11 a.m. at the Sheraton Chapel Hill. Tickets are on sale now, $55 for members, $70 for non-members. Register online at carolinachamber.org/annual meeting. It's a very important meeting they have every year. WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover weather looks like this. We have a winter weather advisory that goes in effect at 7 o'clock tonight. So no real problems expected today, but tonight it could get a little difficult. That winter weather advisory will be in effect from 7 p.m. until about noon tomorrow. It's going to be cloudy today with a chance of rain or drizzle. 39 degrees right now. Our high today is supposed to be in the upper 30s, so temperatures are going to stay pretty much where they are. Windy later on in the day. Tonight, cloudy, chance of rain and freezing rain in the evening, then maybe a little sleet after midnight. Ice accumulation possibly up to a tenth of an inch overnight. Cold temperatures, lows in the upper 20s. Therein lies the key. With all this moisture, chance of more precipitation, and the lows just below freezing. And then tomorrow, cloudy with a chance of freezing rain or freezing drizzle. Then more of the same in the afternoon. High tomorrow, about 35 degrees, but low tomorrow night, about 30. And then once we clear that hurdle, we should be all right for the rest of the week. But could get some problems coming tonight. So we'll keep you posted. Keep it right here on WCHL. And remember our website for information there as well at chapelboro.com.
This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
717 WCHL. There's been some talk recently about Kidzoo Children's Museum contemplating a move to Carborough. Some people in Chapel Hill are left wondering, what about the Wallace parking deck? WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more on the story.
Back in 2009, the Chapel Hill Town Council approved a plan to let Kidzoo build a 15,000-square-foot multi-story museum atop one half of the Wallace parking deck. The town agreed to lease the site to the museum for 99 years at a cost of $99. Kidzoo Executive Director Pam Wall says that's still a viable option.
Our focus has not changed from Wallace Plaza, but when this other option came up that would allow us to be more collaborative with another arts organization and be more resourceful in raising funds, we really needed to consider that option for Kidzoo.
The museum has recently floated the idea of partnering with the Arts Center to co-locate in a new space in Carborough. With the two nonprofits splitting the cost with the town, that plan would cost Kidzoo far less than the $11 million price tag to build on the Wallace deck.
Certainly when you consider a building option that you will be the only occupant, that you're certainly going to have to raise more money than if you were partnering with another one or two arts organizations and or a public funding source as well to make that building happen.
But the Carborough Arts and Innovation Center idea is still in its earliest stages. And to make it happen, the town of Carborough would need to subsidize the project, a concept not all town leaders have embraced. Meanwhile, Chapel Hill town officials are wondering what to do about a leak in the roof of the Wallace parking deck that will cost the town an estimated $1 million to fix. The town is still making payments on the 22-year-old parking deck. Last week, Business Management Director Ken Penoyer warned elected officials they need to ensure that the property doesn't lose value before it's paid for in full.
The financing on that deck goes out to, I believe, 2024. We probably need the most permanent solution available in order to maintain the life of that deck as long as possible.
He said if Kidzoo were to start construction in the near future, that could save the town up to $500,000.
If something is built on top of the deck, it changes the scope of the water infiltration remedy, and it actually reduces the cost since their building will be covering part of the roof, or almost half of it. So if we knew tomorrow that that building would be get built in the next year or two, then we could reduce the amount of money we needed to fix the roof. However, at a certain point, we need to actually move forward with the fix because time is not on our side.
Kidzu is preparing to open an expanded site in University Mall in February. Wall says she expects to be there for at least 3 years. After that, it's not exactly clear where the popular children's museum will relocate. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 7:20. Time for championship sports, and let's talk a little college football. Last night, the national championship game was played in Texas, and a lot of people didn't see this one coming. The Ohio State Buckeyes are winners of the first ever college football playoff. The Buckeyes claimed their fifth outright national championship as Ezekiel Elliott ran for 246 yards and four touchdowns in a 42-20 win over Oregon in Arlington, Texas. Ohio State saw a 21-7 lead shrink down to 21-20 midway through the third quarter before Elliott scored on runs of 9, 2, and 1 yard. His final touchdown put the game out of reach with 28 seconds left on the clock. Elliott averaged an amazing 232 yards per game in his last three outings. Cardale Jones fared well in just his third collegiate start for the Buckeyes. That is unbelievable. The guy is 6'5 and 250 pounds. It looks a lot like Jameis Winston. He completed 16 of 23 passes for 242 yards, one touchdown, and one interception. Jones also scored on a one-yard run in the second quarter to put Ohio State ahead 21-7. The Buckeyes overcame four turnovers to give Urban Meyer his first title and his third season at Ohio State. Heisman Trophy winner Marcus Mariota threw for the Ducks' only touchdowns, including a 70-yard strike to Byron Marshall. Both touchdowns came on Oregon's first possession of each half, but the Ducks' high-octane offense wasted a lot of drives while gaining 465 yards in total offense. Something about this Ohio State team seemed like a team of destiny. They really put it all together at the end of the season and were playing extremely well. So congratulations to Ohio State for winning the NCAA football championship. The Mecklenburg County District Attorney's Office has announced that Panthers defensive end Greg Hardy's jury trial has been set for the 9th of next month in Superior Court. Hardy's appealing his conviction on two counts of domestic violence last July. The case is being prosecuted by the DA's domestic violence team. Hardy was a Pro Bowl player for the Panthers in 2013 after tying a team record with 15 sacks. He was signed as Carolina's franchise player and made $13.1 million despite playing in just one game in 2014. He spent most of the season on the commissioner's exempt list. The 26-year-old Hardy will become an unrestricted free agent in March. Some teammates have already said they want the Panthers to re-sign him. We'll see what happens. All eyes are generally fixed on the basketball hardwoods this time of the year in Chapel Hill, but there are a lot of other top-notch UNC sports programs that are gearing up for their own chances at ACC and national glory. WCHL's Matt Oakes takes a look.
The number four UNC women's tennis team started off its dual match campaign with a pair of victories over in-state foes. Last weekend, the Tar Heels decisively served past Elon and Appalachian State, dropping only one match in the process. The Cone-Kenfield Tennis Center will play host to one of the nation's top players. Sophomore Jamie Loeb, currently ranked number 8 in the nation in singles, spent much of her freshman year sitting atop the rankings after a superb 53-4 season individually. After falling just short of a national championship in Athens, Georgia a year ago, the Tar Heels, armed with a deep and talented lineup that also includes number 22 Caroline Price and number 31 Haley Carter, could go one better in 2015. Head coach Brian Kalbas's Carolina squad will return to action on January 24th to face Minnesota and Boston College or LSU. As for their male counterparts, they'll be aiming for big things this year as well. The Tar Heel men start off their campaign in the number 6 position nationally in the preseason rankings released just last week. UNC returns five starters from last year's record-breaking team that reached the NCAA tournament quarterfinals. In addition, Carolina also welcomes back senior Esben Hess-Oleson, who sat out last year with an injury but made significant contributions in previous seasons. The Tar Heels return to the courts to open their regular season with home doubleheaders on January 16th and 19th. On the lacrosse field, UNC will yet again be among the nation's best. The women's team begins the year number 2 in the preseason polls and leads a loaded field in the ACC with 5 league schools represented in the top 7 of the rankings. With a national championship the goal, it appears the Tar Heels may actually have the talent to do it. With 10 UNC women earning spots on the 2015 Face-Off Yearbook Preseason All-America team published by Inside Lacrosse. As for the men's lacrosse squad, they check in a few notches lower than the women, but not by much. The Tar Heels were voted as the 6th best team in the NCAA by the nation's coaches, but Carolina will get its chance to prove if it should be placed higher, with games against all of the top 5 ranked teams looming on its schedule. Coach Joe Brushy's team opens its season February 7th at home against Furman. Although overshadowed by their more famous classmates on the basketball court, at a place like UNC, every sports program seemingly shares the same collective goal, to win a national championship. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Coming off a difficult loss to Orange, the Chapel Hill Tigers boys basketball team looks to rebound against a district rival. Tonight, the Tigers will face the Carborough Jaguars at Tiger Gymnasium. Carborough has struggled this season, having lost 7 straight. They're 2-10. Chapel Hill is 8-4 overall, 3-1 in Big 8 conference play, but they're coming off a 61-59 loss to Orange last Friday night in Hillsboro. Despite that setback, Chapel Hill's David Carraher registered 31 points and 16 rebounds. Orange was led by Garrett Clower, who finished with 16 points and 11 rebounds. Chapel Hill head coach Bill Walton says his team's defense remains a work in progress.
We've changed styles just a tad bit. So we've been averaging 70, right at 71 points a game. So they bought on that end, but we've been giving up 60 as well. And we've been concerned about that. You know, we've changed the way we play in terms of, you know, tempo and that type of thing, and they bought into that side of it. But with that, we've also given up a lot of points.
Chapel Hill is 8-4, but 3-1 in the Big 8 Conference with a critical game against Southern Durham looming on Friday night. Walton says his point guard, Jameel Walker, continues to get better.
As a staff, we've talked, he's been progressively getting better every game. Understanding, I think it part is understanding what I expect from him, what the expectations are for him, and I think he's understanding that now. And he's picked it up on defense.
Carborough continues play in the Mid-State Conference on Friday in Siler City against Jordan Matthews. Chapel Hill will look ahead to a big game Friday night against Southern Durham, as I mentioned. As for Orange's Garrett Clower, he's committed to play football at Cornell next fall. In case you're wondering, Clower has a 4.2 GPA at Orange High School. So some excellent high school athletes in our area. Big game coming up tonight. 727 at WCHL.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Big Ten has restored the balance of power and faith in itself. This is Art Chansky with Tuesday's Sports Notebook. What a story The Ohio State University wrote this season, dotting the I in victory as the first national championship playoff winner. The oldest collegiate conference in America that has been a punchline for big and slow the last 10 years not only produced a team that threw Oregon around like a bunch of ducklings, but also set the new prototype for winning college football teams. The Buckeyes proved you have to be both big and fast and well-coached to run the table for the last 10 games of the regular season, the Big Ten Championship, and the first 3-game playoff. This story starts with youthful Urban Meyer, who won 2 BCS titles at Florida, retired briefly to care for his sick father, and then took on the rebuilding job with the most upside. He did it with a starless team and players named Cardell and Ezekiel. It began this season after an early home loss to mediocre Virginia Tech, and then the loss of 2 starting quarterbacks. But through depth of talent heretofore seen only in the SEC, Ohio State withstood all of that to get better and better and leave no doubt that it not only belonged in the first Final Four of college football, but was the best team by knocking off top seeds Alabama and Oregon. With Meyer and new Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh, look for a resurgence of Big Ten football into a conference that can brag on its athletic prowess as well as its bulk. The Buckeyes turned the ball over 4 times against Oregon, which could not capitalize and squandered its chances with drop passes and the inability to stop Ohio State's bruising run game and its sharp passing attack. Have you ever seen quite the team effort the Buckeyes displayed over the last half of this season, running out plays on both sides of the ball who were unknown before making names for themselves? That doesn't happen without great recruiting and great coaching that could do what was thought to be impossible, slow down Marcus Mariota and Oregon's high-speed offense. Congratulations to UNC grad and Big Ten Commissioner Jim Delaney, who has been a great innovator for 25 years and has doggedly pursued the Big Ten's 125-year goal of both academic and athletic excellence at the highest level. It is not a league devoid of the trappings of major college athletics. It just now seems healthier, wealthier, and wiser than most other college conferences. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
WCHL Championship Sports has been brought to you by GEICO.
When you save money and join the 97% of people who are satisfied with GEICO, it's hard not to give yourself a big thumbs up. But why do we humans use the thumb to express approval? Here, I extend my stubbiest of digits in your honor. Some human behaviors don't make sense. And some do, like switching your car insurance to GEICO, which people have been doing for over 75 years. And they're worthy of a big thumbs up. Perhaps two.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Change your plans on Monday. The Carolina Coffee Shop is now open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. on weekdays and 9 a.m. on the weekend. North Carolina's oldest restaurant has more that's new, like an espresso bar with professionally trained baristas. The Carolina Coffee Shop is now the one-stop shop for the best in breakfast, lunch, and dinner, serving the freshest in local fare. And its espresso bar. Check out CarolinaCoffeeShop.com, plus Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for daily deals and specials. The Carolina Coffee Shop, now open on Monday. Two.
Ready to take your small business to the next level? You are not alone. We are here to help. At the UPS Store, we will turn your busy work into easy work by taking care of all of your packaging, shipping, and fulfillment needs so you can concentrate on what matters most, running your business. To learn more about how we can help you, visit theupsstore.com or stop by the UPS stores in Meadowmont, in Chapel Hill North, and on Fordham Boulevard.
The UPS Store, where we have fun taking exceptional care of our customers.
Hi, I'm Don Bassnight with Weaver Street Realty. If you've been renting for a while but want a place to call your own, give us a call. With interest rates still low, it really is a great time to buy. We'll connect you with good lenders so you understand your choices. Whether you want the bus line, a bike path, or a bush hog trail, our seasoned brokers can help you make a sound decision. Weaver Street Realty in downtown Carrboro for over 30 years. Locally owned since day one.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather brought to you this morning by the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. 39 degrees right now. We have a winter weather advisory in effect starting at 7 o'clock tonight. It's going to be cloudy today with a chance of rain or drizzle leading up to that. Our high temperature today in the upper 30s, which means it's going to stay pretty much where it is right now. It will be windy later on in the day, gust up to 25 miles per hour. Now tonight, that's where the problem comes in, the potential problem anyway. Cloudy skies tonight, chance of rain and freezing rain, then chance of sleet after midnight. Ice accumulation up to a tenth of an inch, which could cause a glaze over everything by this time tomorrow morning. It's going to be cold overnight with the lows in the upper 20s. On Wednesday, cloudy with a chance of freezing rain or a slight chance of freezing drizzle in the morning tomorrow. And then more of the same in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow in the middle 30s. And we'll be back down to about 30 tomorrow night. So we're certainly not out of the woods yet. But it is going to be cold tonight. We have, again, a winter weather advisory in effect starting at 7 o'clock tonight, lasting till about noon tomorrow. The Chamber of Commerce invites you to celebrate the successes of our business community at the Chamber's annual meeting presented by the Europa Center, Thursday, January 29th at 11 a.m. at the Sheraton Chapel Hill. Tickets are on sale now, $55 for members, $70 for non-members. Register online at carolinachamber.org/annual meeting.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM, WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com.
Chapel Hill, the southern part of heaven. Our town has so many wonderful reasons to love living here, and one of my favorites is right down the little hill on Rosemary Street, Bredman's Restaurant. Bredman's is a Chapel Hill tradition that always has something for everyone. Where else can you get breakfast, lunch, or dinner any time of day? From Belgian waffles to the best burgers in town, or catering for your next event, Bredman's Restaurant is sure to please. Bredman's Restaurant, since 1974, a Chapel Hill tradition.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
733, WCHL, 38 degrees. National Weather Service meteorologist Shauna Coakley tells us that today we may have some lingering drizzle, but the real problem may develop tonight into tomorrow morning.
have temperatures right within a few degrees of freezing, and that brings with it a chance of freezing rain. We aren't at this point looking for the kind of major accumulations that might bring down trees or power lines or things like that, but certainly you could get a glazing on surfaces, and you might see some difficulty with travel on roadways and walking on sidewalks.
Coakley says the chance of inclement weather is going to be widespread.
We're kind of looking at the whole area for this, the entirety of central North Carolina. So anywhere in the triangle, certainly you could see some of that icing going on. The temperatures look to be conducive for that type of thing across the area.
Again, tomorrow morning's commute may be a slippery one if the variables of the forecast develop over the next 24 hours. No problem right now, just wet out there. Coakley says the temperatures will climb above freezing for the foreseeable future on Thursday, and that the chance of rain will diminish to close out the week, taking any chance of inclement weather along with it. Now, in case we have some weather-related closings, delays, all that sort of thing, be sure and listen to WCHL and also check out our website on a regular basis. That is chapelboro.com. If we have those kinds of things, we'll pass them along immediately. UNC is requiring all of its students, faculty, and staff members to complete training on sexual harassment and sexual violence. That's according to an email sent out to students yesterday. Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs Winston Crisp told students in that email this is the result of a pilot program that started this past summer. In the email, students were told that they would be prompted to take the training in the coming days. And if they fail to complete the training within 45 days of getting this registration notice, that could result in a hold on their student account. That hold could affect registration status for future classes. This will be an annual course, according to the email. Chris writes that the training is, quoting here, among many components of a larger effort of the university to eliminate, prevent, and address the effects of sexual harassment, sexual violence, interpersonal violence, and stalking. WCHL has placed a call to the office of Vice Chancellor Crisp, and so far, no response. The entire email sent to students can be read on our website, chapelboro.com. The Board of Aldermen in Carrboro is setting up for a very busy 2015 with its first meeting of the new year tonight. WCHL's Blake Hodge has a preview.
Leaders of the town of Carrboro will be gathering for the first time in 2015 tonight with several large agenda items. Mayor Lydia Lavelle says that she is expecting to see new developments concerning the Martin Luther King Jr. Park Master Plan.
I haven't even seen what these are yet, but I do think citizens that are interested in the Martin Luther King Jr. Park will be interested in seeing what kind of proposals are being made to us. A couple of concept designs are going to be coming forward to us after some community gatherings that we had where we received a lot of input. And it's my understanding we'll get a couple of possible concept designs on that park.
The board will also be presented with information regarding the state of the transit system and suggestions to increase sustainability going forward.
Every year it is a huge, huge project to grapple our hands around because it's one of the hallmarks of our community, our transit system, but it is one that continues to increase in cost every year, and figuring out how we're going to stabilize finances involved with that.
Now, the presentation is expected to be very similar to the arrangement brought before the Chapel Hill Town Council at their meeting last week. The transit system is a large budget item, according to Mayor Lavelle, but she says there are several other areas that will be key when building a new budget this year. She says that there are certain town costs that are guaranteed to increase.
We always have rising health care costs. It's always a given that whatever our line item is for our employees in health care, that's always going to go up a little.
Lavelle says that it will be important to see how much revenue the town is able to bring in during tax collection as well.
In general, property taxes have stayed the same or gotten better, and we've had some new commercial with the hotel and different things, so our commercial tax base should look pretty good.
The mayor adds that town leaders typically offer a conservative sales tax estimate, which could lead to additional revenue on top of projections. The Board of Aldermen meeting will be held at the Carrboro Town Hall beginning at 7:30 tonight, and it is open to the public. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Would you like to see your favorite local business recognized? The Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce is seeking nominations this week for its annual Business of the Year Awards. The nomination period is open through this Friday. Finalists will be announced at the Chamber's annual meeting coming up on Thursday, January 29th. Here's Chamber Vice President Kristen Smith.
Please visit carolinachamber.org/annual meeting to nominate a Business of the Year. We have categories for large, mid-sized, and small business, also the nonprofit of the year.
Last year's winners were Sweeps in the small business category, Vimla's Curry Blossom Cafe in the mid-size category, Arca in the large business category, and the Orange County Rape Crisis Center in the nonprofit category. Also recognized last year with three individuals, Mark Chilton, Irene Brigham, and Gordon Merkline for their community service work. For a direct link to the nomination form, visit our website, chapelboro.com. Winners to be announced at a special event later on in the spring. WCHL News Time, 7:39. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to nominate Nikki Morse for a special award for being here, telling you what's happening with traffic and with the website. And
does it come with a big check?
Whatever. No. Of course not.
Dang.
Are you kidding me?
No.
I'll give you yours when I get mine.
Okay. I'll hold my breath then.
Yeah, really. How's it going?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Not bad for a rainy Tuesday.
You seem awfully perky today. Why is there something special going on?
No, I'm just making up for yesterday.
Okay. Yeah, you were kind of down yesterday.
I wasn't down. I was just tired because I did nothing but sleep all weekend.
Exhausted.
Yeah.
Over the weekend. I stayed up late last night and watched that football game, and I'm really kind of tired this morning, so you're propping me up a little bit.
Oh, good. I'm glad. That coffee I poured in your cup probably didn't hurt either.
Yeah, that helped a lot. But, boy, I did not see that coming last night. Ohio State just throttled Oregon. Oregon got off to a big start. First series of the game, they go all the way downfield. It's just amazing. But kudos to Ohio State. Man, they're really good. And they really came together at the end of the season.
Well, that was nice for them. Great win. Sorry you had to stay up late to watch it.
No kidding. But, yeah, I was pulling for Oregon, but really glad to see, you know, so many people I know are very happy with that win last night for Ohio State. So, you know,
they're a little closer, that's why.
Whatever. But but they deserve to win. There's no question. I mean, they were really, really good last night.
Who were you comparing the quarterback to?
Oh, I was saying that the quarterback for Ohio State last night, Cardale Jones, really looked a lot like Jameis Winston to me.
Yeah?
He's about the same size, did a lot of the same things.
Wow.
He's 6'5", 250 pounds. I mean, that's a big quarterback.
Yeah. I mean, no kidding.
You know, and the guy is getting only his third collegiate start because he's the third-string quarterback for Ohio State.
Wow.
The two guys ahead of him are hurt and went down for the season, and he's only started three games. But he played like a senior. I mean, really outstanding guy. And, you know, he was really good. There was something special about that team. It's just sometimes there's a team of – just seems like a team of destiny, and that seemed like that was their destiny to win it all.
Well, good for them.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
But really, you know, now all the attention as far as football is concerned will turn to the NFL with we've got the, Final Four now.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll see what happens
this
coming weekend.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I'll be sitting in front of it.
Yeah.
I don't have much of a choice.
I know you're a big football fan, too, right?
Oh, you know it. You know it.
Live it, breathe it, eat it. What's happening at chapelboro.com today?
Well, where politics and literature meet, D.G. Martin talks about Governor Pat McCrory's appointment of Shelby Stevenson as North Carolina's poet laureate.
Now, wait a minute. You were talking about where politics and poetry meet?
Politics and literature.
Politics and literature. Well, I took another jump there, but Wayne Pond needs to be involved in this discussion.
Oh, my gosh. Can we call him now, or do we have to wait?
No, let's wait.
Okay. Arts Angle, what a weekend. He talks about football playoffs, UNC's win over Louisville, NC State beating Duke, just a plethora of super sports watching. So.
Of course, that sets up a big matchup between Carolina and North Carolina State tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a good game.
I hope. We'll be.
Yeah. Absolutely. And the shortlist category, best automotive place, places where you go to buy, fix, supply, detail, and clean your car or truck. Submissions are going to be taken only until tomorrow, so make sure you go ahead and check that out and make your submission. Thursday is going to be when we start taking the vote.
Yeah.
So check back on Thursday so you can make that. Susan Murray was at the Hillsborough Gallery of Arts. It is very first juried art competition, Resolutions 2015, featuring North Carolina artists from the mountains to the coast.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool photo gallery to check out there.
A lot of talented artists there, and Susan Murray is a very talented photographer.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anything else?
That's it. That's all I got.
That's all there is.
No, there's lots more at chapelboro.com. Don't take my word for it. Just go see for yourself.
It was Vicky Carr who said, is that all there is? I think that is all there.
A lot of people say that.
Yeah.
Like you said it just a second ago.
Oregon said that last night.
Oh, I know.
Oh, there is.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Hey, listen, thanks.
You're welcome.
And we'll take a look at traffic coming up in just a couple of minutes here. Also, Nikki will have today's clean joke. Coming up next, Raleigh Mann asked, what is the problem that we're all in such a big hurry to fix? That is today's commentary on the way.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
The day I knew I was a real biker was when I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because real bikers, well, they know where the savings are. And you know what else makes you a real biker? A sweet tattoo. Check mine out. Just got it yesterday. It says Heal on Wheels. Wait, Heal on Wheels? Oh, man. Well, at least I got the saving money with Geico part, right?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
Enjoy a night of scotch and scrumptious fare at the Carolina Inn on Thursday, January 29th. Join scotch aficionado Gary Crunkleton and Glenfiddich ambassadors Joan Ralph in savoring smooth scotch along with a delicious wild game dinner. The evening begins at 6:30 p.m. with a tasty reception with scotch and past hors d'oeuvres. The reception is followed by an exceptional three-course wild game dinner with wine. Afterwards, enjoy dessert with cigars. Don't wait. Make your reservations today. Visit CarolinaInn.com for more information.
What do you do with a bag of jewelry that you've inherited and you have no idea what's real, what's not, what's valuable, what's not valuable? This is Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers, and at least once a week we help someone with just this problem. So we have started a service we're calling Heirloom Solutions. At no charge, we will help you go through your old or inherited jewelry and determine what is valuable and advise you as to the best way to maximize the return if you choose to sell it. If you choose to redesign any gems into a piece more suitable to your taste, our master goldsmiths and designers can help you turn the old and boring into the new and exciting. And our graduate gemologists can do appraisals on pieces you want to keep. So if you have a bag or a safety deposit box full of jewelry, bring it in. You never know what you might have. It will cost you nothing and could benefit you greatly. One client thought his mom's jewelry was all costume and ended up with $150,000 because it was all, in fact, real. That's Heirloom Solutions offered by Grimble Jewelers.
This is Roy Williams, and thanks, Ron Stutz. You've done a great job of waking everybody up in Chapel Hill and Carrboro. After you wake them up, you've probably put them to sleep again, but congratulations.
Good morning. It is 39 degrees, 746. WCHL, I'm Ron Stutz.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Raleigh Mann. In 20 years of living in South Florida, I was able to witness what overdevelopment does to a community. I saw miles of beautiful beachfront turn into a canyon of high-rise buildings blocking out the sun. From the Atlantic Ocean to the Everglades, row on row of concrete driveways and backyard swimming pools replaced palm trees and open space. And when the space ran out, mountains of sand were dumped to create more land so we could build farther out into the Everglades. We saw what happens when public officials get too cozy with those who build and over time grow less concerned with the consequences of their official decisions. When we moved to Chapel Hill, we found an attractive community with many lovely neighborhoods, convenient retail stores, easy access to cultural activity. We found an enlightened community of well-educated people who cared about their town, its schools, and their quality of life. That's a good sign. Not much wrong with that picture. The old saying, if it isn't broke, don't fix it, could apply. That was 37 years ago. Today, we live in a community determined to reinvent itself into something more like a copy of the overgrown cities of South Florida and the concrete jungles in the northern Virginia suburbs of Washington, D.C. Of course, we will have some growth, and the change is inevitable. Some of it's good. Too much is not. That which is driven by greed is not. We await the inevitable approval of major developments on the north side of town, the south, the east, the west. Fortunately, we have no beautiful Everglades in the path of our construction, but we do have us, the people who must live with the consequences of all this building. We and our neighbors are this community's residents, the people who live here, who love our community, and wonder what it is that's broken that we are so determined to fix. This is Raleigh Mann.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
At 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL, our programming sometimes raises eyebrows. While people can be polarized in their political beliefs, there are a few things that always bring people together. One of those things is good food. When Stephanie Miller came to town, she visited a local restaurant that truly is a political uniter.
If you're listening in Los Angeles or Seattle or somewhere, you have a long drive, so I would get going. 411 West.
is a restaurant in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and I suggest you take your family there. The food was just orgasmically good, wasn't it?
It was all unbelievable.
Yeah, we tried the steak, the salmon, the chicken. I'm just telling you.
I love what she's having.
No matter where you are in the United States, I suggest you start driving now. It was
spectacular.
Yeah, it was terrific. So we'd like to thank everybody that came out to see us in North Carolina. We had a heck of a time.
We are lucky to live and work in a place that offers a table for friends and neighbors from all walks of life and with differing opinions to get together and celebrate our differences. The Chapel Hill Restaurant Group reminds you to support your community and dine locally.
Where can kids like me go to learn new skills, make friends, and have fun?
Chapel Hill Gymnastics, the community's largest gymnastics facility offering tumbling, trampoline, summer camps, birthday parties, gymnastics classes for boys and girls ages 1 year and up, and more. The structured classes and energetic atmosphere motivate gymnasts to achieve personal goals in the sport of gymnastics. Call 919-942-3655 or visit chapelhillgymnastics.com.
Chapel Hill Gymnastics, the fun place to learn and grow.
Why pay for dental benefits if you're not going to use them? It's time to schedule now to get your maximum benefits met by year's end. The Kennedy Dental Group is one of the few practices in Chapel Hill that files all claims from their office at 1721 East Franklin Street. Consistently rated among the best practices in the Triangle, the Kennedy Dental Group continues to be on the cutting edge of family dentistry while emphasizing the utmost in customer care. Call for an appointment at 919-967-9291 or go to kennedydentalgroup.com.
I'm out for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by your friends at Cruisers. Now, here is the inimitable Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. Looking pretty good out there so far this morning. We are starting to see some delays, though, on 40 eastbound as you travel towards RTP. It's slow spots from 54 out to Fayetteville Road and a little slow around the airport exits as well. Northbound Durham Freeway, you can expect slowdowns in segments as well between Alexander Drive and Austin Avenue. Northbound Fordham Boulevard also starting to crowd as you travel from 15501 through Manning Drive, approaching the 54 access. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Thanks a lot. Building suspense, clean joke today coming up just a few minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Here.
Mm-hmm.
You never know what this is going to be about. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. You can fuel up every morning with Cruisers Fresh Brewed Beans, Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and Hot Chocolate. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go. WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather looks like this. 39 degrees. Cloudy today with a chance of rain or drizzle. Our high today in the upper 30s, which means it's going to stay pretty much where it is right now. It's also going to be windy later on tonight. Now, that could be a problem. Winter weather advisory goes into effect at about 7 o'clock tonight and will last till noon tomorrow. Our low tonight down in the upper 20s. A chance of rain and freezing rain this evening, maybe a little sleet after midnight, and a possible ice accumulation up to a tenth of an inch. And again, lows in the upper 20s, so you know what that means. We could have some problems tomorrow morning as far as ice is concerned. Wednesday itself, after we get out of the early morning hours, a chance of freezing rain or a slight chance of freezing drizzle later in the day as well. High tomorrow only about 35 degrees. So we're talking some chilly weather here, and we could, again, have some problems first thing tomorrow morning. We'll just have to wait and see. No problems this morning other than the fact that it's wet and other than the fact that Wayne Pond got his head wet this morning when he went out. And Wayne, how you doing this morning, big guy?
That's not true. That is not true.
You mean you didn't go out?
No, not only was it not raining, but just in case it had been, I wore my exclusive ex-DJ L.L. Bean water hat.
Well, you always got to keep something on your head because otherwise, no protection up there.
Better to keep something on rather than in. That way you'll stay safe, huh?
Well, everybody knows there's nothing in there.
Works for me.
Hey, Ron, yeah. I got to jump in with you on, you were asking about, is that all there is? It wasn't Vicky Carr. I remember Vicky Carr.
Oh, it wasn't?
It was Peggy Lee.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Was that even further back in time?
That's right.
See, we're talking centuries that are graven in stone.
See, that kind of music kind of extends beyond my realm of expertise, like,
well,
you know.
let me just add to your store of knowledge here. I asked Mary Donna to look this up. That song turns out to be the work of Lieber and Stoller. These are guys that did all sorts of blues and rock and roll stuff for Elvis and the Coasters.
Drifters.
Yeah, Drifters, yeah. Exactly. Stand By Me, for example.
Yeah, a whole lot of good stuff.
All right, yeah. Well, we all loved Peggy Lee, and we all loved Is That All There Is. So, in a way, that kind of leads to the word of the day. Speaking of intros and segues,
mm-hmm.
Notice how smooth that was?
Very.
Yeah, you're amazing. Yeah. Smooth.
Here's a word that the dictionary people call a toponym. It is a place that has taken on a word, therefore, that has taken on more meaning than simple geography. The word of the day, mm-hmm. honest to gosh, I heard this last night on Jeopardy. Hmm. Waterloo. Waterloo is the word of the day. Waterloo. Waterloo. This is a village in central Belgium. It's also the place where General Bonaparte had his last battle, and it wasn't a win. So I guess I must have been thinking about Oregon going down to Ohio State last night. Yeah. Going into that game, I don't know if you watched it, Ron. I thought Oregon was going to win it.
Oh, I did, too. That was Oregon's Waterloo last night, meeting Ohio State. That's for sure.
Yeah, that old Zach was glued to the tube watching that.
Yeah, we were kind of watching it together, but we were both kind of quiet after it got going.
All right, buddy. Well, there it is. Waterloo, your word of the day. Waterloo. Again, it is a toponym. It is it's a place in Belgium, but it's a word that has come to mean a crushing or final defeat. So put that in the playbook and have fun with it all day long, okay?
Well, that's a good word for today, Wayne. Thank you so much. I see what you did there. That's amazingly clever.
Yeah, and it's the kind of word that leads you to ask, is that all there is?
Oh.
Oh, boy. He's just full of
she said.
I meant, ow.
That was a true expression of pain is what that was. All right. Talk to you in the morning. Be good. Bye-bye.
Okay, buddy. Wayne Pond, word of the day on WCHL, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Oh, why would you call anyone else?
I have no idea.
Sometime next hour, you have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it, define it. If you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. Time now for the clean joke of the day on WCHL, and here is Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. A doctor was addressing a large audience in Tampa. The material we put in our stomachs is enough to have killed most of us sitting here years ago. Red meat, awful. Soft drinks corrode your stomach lining. Chinese food loaded with MSG. High-fat diets can be disastrous. And none of us realizes the long-term harm caused by the germs in our drinking water. However, there is one thing that the most dangerous of all. We have all eaten or will eat. Can anyone here tell me what food it is that causes the most grief and suffering for years after eating it?
I can't.
After several seconds of quiet, a 75-year-old man in the front row raised his hand and said, wedding cake.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Yeah, you're welcome.
757 at WCHL.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Jackie Gist is today's WCHL hometown hero, and for as long as I can remember, Jackie has been on the Carborough Board of Aldermen. We have Mayor Lydia Lavelle with us now, and Jackie is about to be recognized by the town of Carborough for her special community service. Tell us why she deserves to be in our spotlight today.
Well, Ron, we're recognizing Jackie because she now has the distinction of having served on the board of aldermen for 25 years, and she is being recognized for that accomplishment. There aren't many local elected officials in North Carolina that can stay with local government that long.
Oh, that's for sure. I know that there are challenges, but to Jackie Gist, it's almost like something she feels in her heart that she wants to do, and she has given so much to the town of Carborough.
Oh, absolutely. I think that Carborough's biggest fan is Jackie, and I'll tell you, she is always prepared for our meetings, and she always brings a point of view to our discussions of remembering old Carborough, remembering our neighborhoods, remembering, you know, folks that we need to be sure to think about when we're making our decisions. Jackie, over the years, has provided a really valuable insight and conversation and discussion to all of the major decisions that we've made. And so it's hard to imagine the Board of Aldermen without thinking of Jackie, honestly.
Serving as an alderperson has been spread over a quarter of a century.
which means that Jackie Gist is a very flexible person who's been able to work with a real variety of folks over the years.
That's a great point. And I will say, I like it when we talk about something where we need an historical perspective. Often Jackie will look across the room at Mike Brough, who is perhaps the person in the room who's been there as long as she has been. And often between the two of them, often it's her. She'll remember, well, I remember back in such and such a year, we had this discussion when we did blah, blah. And sure enough, we go to the minutes, we go to that meeting, and we usually can kind of, you know, get a good historical perspective that she's led us down the path to.
Well, Mayor, we appreciate your being here today to tell us all about Jackie Gist. And Jackie Gist, longtime member of the Carrboro Board of Aldermen, is today's WCHL Hometown Hero. Thank you, Jackie, for all your community service.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
All right, it's going to be a winter weather advisory going into effect at 7 o'clock tonight, and that will last until about the middle of the day tomorrow, so everybody watch out for that. It's 8 o'clock.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happened. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's News, Talk, and Tar Heels.